Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Did you see the Louvre heist?
Yeah. Dude, that's freaking awesome.
Well, it's unbelievable.
Let me state for the record. It's not cool that you stole $100 million worth of stuff. I didn't think that that, like, was a thing anymore.
Literally a script from a movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you didn't see it, the Louvre, pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Somebody went in there, broad daylight, and stole $102 million worth of jewels.
Yeah. By the way, like,
broad daylight.
When you steal that, because that's like some crown jewels, which, am I the only one that thought those would be worth a little more than like $100 million?
Well, they didn't get all of them.
I just thought maybe that was like one of those priceless sorts of things. But like, where do you sell those? Aren't those pretty recognizable?
Well, I saw an interview with a guy. You know, they were asking him that very thing. He's like a, I don't know what he was, like a
former criminal or a former black.
No. He's like a jewelry guy.
Oh, what okay. do you
call, I mean, I don't know. Is it Tom Shane? I don't know.
Wow. Now you have a friend in the stolen diamond business.
He was a guy who knew jewels and all this stuff. Yeah. And he was pointing out they're going to have to take them all apart. Like, you can't sell, you know, so that's going to make it really hard for them. But, you know, nice problem to have. You got $102 million worth of jewels just sitting in your closet.
Yeah.
Didn't they
dress up as, like, construction workers or something?
Yeah.
Remember reading?
I think there was something like that. I think what they did was they went into that room and they just basically threatened the security and got him out of there. And the security went out of the room.
Yeah.
And then they alerted the rest of the and they, you know, they obviously evacuated the Louvre, the whole place. And while they were doing that,
they like sawed through the,
yeah,
the glass.
They,
and
they
stuff.
Were in there sawing through the glass and got away with the jewel, and they still haven't found them.
Yeah, like there's video of them just casually standing in front of it, using like what like a circular saw sort of thing, like a grinder to just cut through that. By the way,
and there was a getaway car out front.
I am when I watch that, I was under the impression movies have lied to me. I wanted some Hudson Hawk type stuff, like Catherine Zeta-Jones, like. Going under like trip wires. There's just some fat guy like in a construction vest. He just walked in with an angle grinder, saw it open, and then like everyone knew what was going on. Like there's not security there, like waiting at the door. Like I am shocked.
Well, they are too. I don't know if you've seen what's going on in France, but
someone should be
their parliament
pissed.
Or whatever they call it, their government,
yeah,
is losing it.
Yes,
over this.
Like, because it should not be that easy.
The woman who's in charge came on there, or she got up there and was speaking in front of all the government officials, and she basically said their security worked as it was supposed to, and she got laughed at. Like, they literally laughed her out of the room.
They should. I mean, y'all see National Treasure, right? Like, the Constitution of the United States is under better guard. Like, good Lord, there. Every single door you go to that building in D.C., there's guards. There's guards surrounding all of the most expensive stuff. It's just, that's maddening
me. Well, apparently they used a lift. They used a lift to get up there. Well, they did. They were pretending to be construction workers.
Yeah.
So that's what they did. But it was way easier than you would think.
Yes.
For them.
To steal. And
then to get away with it. Like, they jumped in a car and drove off.
These are like stuff that, like, Napoleon had these. These are Napoleon's, like, diamonds that he gave to one of his wives.
I think his third wife, yeah.
Yeah.
How many wives did he have?
I'm guessing he had a bunch. I mean,
that little bastard.
Oh, yeah. You know, he wasn't that short.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
How tall was he?
Like 5'9", 5'10"?
Yeah, like the... They said that that's kind of one of those... I don't know. Like it's just become like perpetrated over the years, but he wasn't that short, especially for that time period. I think they said he was like 5'7" or 5'8", and around that time too, that there weren't a lot of like 6 foot dudes walking around. And they said so in his world, he would not have been like a super small guy.
Yeah, the British propaganda to mock him. Was the reason that people thought he was tiny. So.
Yeah. And then there was something like when he died or whatever, like there was a measurement thing like in his casket or whatever. It was like someone screwed up and that when he died, like something got published about him being like 5 foot and it's a hoax. He was an average sized human being for that time.
So it took him about 8 minutes all in all.
Way overblowing?
Well, obviously, yeah.
So, like, I'm with you, because like when you go to the Smithsonian or you go to like any high-end, you know, place, I just assume that there's safety measures. Like, you can't walk in and just steal the Constitution.
Well, the head of the, I don't know, the head, I think she was the head of the Louvre. She's under fire, obviously, now, head of the museum. She said that she's always said that they need a police, they need their own police.
Yeah.
They need their own police station there.
Well, why wouldn't, I got a buddy that owns a liquor store, and he got his store broken into a handful of times, and so he just got these big, giant-ass metal doors like that cover the whole front. And all you do is you just press a button, and it comes down like an accordion, and now you just have a big steel door in front of you. By the way, it costs like 20 grand, so I got an idea.
Well, it's a little smaller than the Louvre.
But this is the Louvre has a lot of money. So at every entrance to where the crown jewels are, I got an idea. One of these big-ass metal doors where someone's like, dude, someone's breaking in, and you're like, cool. Button pressed, metal doors come down, or just bars, like prison bars. They come down, and now you just wait. You're like, hey, cool, I'm glad you're in the room, and there's no way out, and now we'll be arresting you. Like, it blows my mind that
no. They said that their security was lacking.
No kidding. I mean, how many do they have on site?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm just convinced that they thought that no one had the balls to do this, and that's the only thing that makes any sense.
Well, humans suck. So,
if people get paid a lot of money to protect things like this, and it is shocking how little they do to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Dude.
Wouldn't you take that seriously if you're the head of the Louvre?
Pay me and a couple buddies and we'll swing some bag of doorknobs and we'll just stand around and wait for this. Like, how did these guys have guns? Because all I see in the video is just them, like, standing there in their construction.
I thought I read that they threatened the, they threatened the security that was in that particular room. It's one room. They were only in one room of the Louvre.
And so those security guards weren't armed. So you're telling me that the Nordstrom's in downtown Portland has better armed security than the Louvre?
So, do you want to know how it all went down?
Yeah.
Let's do this quickly. 9:30 a.m. thieves arrive. A truck with an extendable ladder. I don't know if you saw that at all, but it looks like a work truck. It looks like they're doing work.
Yeah.
Arrives at the Louvre, and the thieves raise the ladder in order to reach a second floor balcony to enter the museum. They'd only been open for half an hour at the time of the theft. 9:34, two of the thieves, dressed as construction workers, scale the ladder and use an angle grinder to cut through a window in the Apollo Gallery just a few rooms away from where the Mona Lisa is displayed. The thieves then smash two display cases using the angle grinder and removed eight pieces of jewelry belonging to Napoleon. 9:37, the alarm is triggered. The museum alarm was triggered, alerting museum staff and authorities to the theft. 9:38, fewer than 4 minutes after they broke into the gallery, the thieves fled, descending the ladder and escaping on two motorbikes, heading southeast. In their hasty escape, the robbers dropped one of the stolen pieces of jewelry, which was adorned with over 1,000 diamonds. The crown was recovered, but was damaged. Police arrived minutes later and ultimately found two angle grinders, a blowtorch, gasoline, gloves, a walkie-talkie, a blanket, and the crown at the scene. Police also found a yellow vest that was apparently dropped by one of the fleeing perps. Wow. 10:34, the theft is publicly announced. 10:37, the Louvre announced it has closed. By the way, it has reopened. So, okay, they were not armed, and there were not... I thought I read there was security in the room. There was not. So what they did was they figured out how to get back to that room without many people noticing. And so it really wasn't all that elaborate.
Wow.
Because there's a balcony up there. That was the key. The key was they had the ladder and the balcony to get in there. That was the key.
It's stunning. It is absolutely stunning to me that this was that easy to do. Something that is basically, at the time, viewed as priceless, that you can't replace, that is worth... Now, I read a thing where they're saying that some people think that this is now more like $200 million. Either way, $100 million, $200 million, priceless, whatever.
Big balls, man.
Is there an easier thing to steal that's worth $100 million than what some dudes in a ladder and a blowtorch and an angle grinder?
Yeah, if we had the topic of... If you wanted to steal $102 million worth of anything... Where on the list? Like, what would be the easiest?
Apparently,
and where down? How far down the list would you have to get before you said jewels that belong to Napoleon in the Louvre?
Dude, I would have thought that is the. If you would have told me, hey, this is what we're gonna do, and this is how we're gonna do it, I'd be like, you're the dumbest human being on the planet, and there is a 0% chance. Which is why, like, these guys, hey, give them credit. These guys are dreamers. They believe, and they pulled it off.
Do you think stealing a yacht would be up there?
How do you...
Because I've often... Well, they're often just sitting around with nobody on them.
Yeah. Problem is, like, those would be hard to disappear.
Well, there's a lot of ocean out there.
I think those things, GPS and whatnot, I think that would be...
Well...
I'll tell you what. If you had enough people... Because you need a full crew. Like, one person can't drive that. Yeah. You need a crew.
Yeah.
I'll bet you those are easy to steal, but I'm guessing that once
hard
they're...
To get away
hard
with.
To get away with. That's the same thing like airplanes.
All right, I'll go back to the drawing board.
I've heard airplanes are incredibly easy to steal if you know what you're doing.
Well, yeah.
There's no keys or anything.
Well, that Alaska kid stole one and, I mean, he just walked in and started it up.
Yeah. There you go. And those, some of those jets, those are worth, that's not bad because those jets are worth, what's a 747? That's a couple $100 million.
All right, we got a break.
I think that might be the one.
Let's talk about being backstage at concerts.
747, $400 million.
Wow.
There you go. That's the one.
That's the easiest.
That's the easiest way. Yes.
It's got to be.
And if you flew low enough, like,
But you can't get away with that.
Well, I mean, no.
Where are you going?
I don't know. You flow, can you fly, below radar or,
what?
Turn off, a transmitter? Yeah.
Nobody would see you.
No, but how about the Indonesian thing? They turned off all the tracking on that. No one knows what happened to that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they went in the water.
Out over the ocean. You can only do that for so long.
Well, I'm just saying, right?
I guess you could do that in a yacht, too, couldn't you?
You turn off all the indicators or whatever. You have to have, a private airfield somewhere that you can go to. I'm saying the best bet for stealing hundreds of millions of dollars, well, apparently it's the crown jewels. But I would think that the 747 might be the way to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.